The Energy Department recently awarded 21 contracts to companies to help federal buildings improve their energy efficiency. Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers spoke with Timothy Unruh, the Deputy Assistant Secretary of Renewable Power in DOE's Energy Efficiency Office, to learn more about this latest move in the government's green journey.
The energy service companies perform work for the federal government called Energy Savings Performance Contracts, and FEMP has been managing these for the federal government since 1992. The Federal Energy Management Program has a program that they work with other agencies with the energy service companies who come in and provide their own capital, their own money, to improve the buildings. And these improvements might be things like heating, ventilating equipment improvements, lighting improvements, building envelope like windows or insulation improvements. And these improvements then cause that federal building to consume less energy and to have lower operating costs. The savings that accrue for that building are then paid to the private sector company to pay them back for the capital infusion that they made to make the improvements at the beginning. The contracts last about 17 years on average, and they range somewhere between $15 and $17 million on average, although they can be much larger or smaller. The type of contract we awarded is called an indefinite delivery, indefinite quantity, or IDIQ contract. And this is the third phase, or the third one of these IDIQ contracts that Department of Energy has issued. Most of the federal government's work on energy savings performance contract is done through the Department of Energy's IDIQ that is offered out to all federal agencies. Other methods where energy savings performance contracts are done are with the Army. They maintain a similar type of contract. And then there are also contracts done through GSA where these happen.
Are there certain agencies that are more interested or are just better suited depending on their facilities that you guys have seen over the years of this contract?
Well, all agencies have seen benefits from this contract. And as a matter of fact, in 2016, we had a record year of doing energy savings performance contracts across the federal government with the largest year ever, over $1 billion in 1 year. The largest agency, of course, is Department of Defense with their many bases, forces all over the nation. They have used performance contracts extensively. But other agencies have seen just as much success. My own agency, Department of Energy, has used them very well. General Services Administration, Veteran Affairs, all the agencies across the government have been using these very successfully.
So what are you seeing from contractors in terms of products?
Well, the core scope of work that these contracts cover are energy efficiency improvements. The types of things that we can do in these contracts are quite wide and varied. They can include efficiency improvements that may be a boiler plant improvement, a chiller plant improvement, and the boiler plant would heat a building, a chiller plant would cool the building. It can include equipment to the air moving equipment within the building. It can have changes in lighting. The building electronic control systems can also be updated. The building envelope, as I've mentioned, windows, doors, insulation, and so forth, can also be included in these contracts. But also in these contracts, you can have renewable energy sources or combined heat and power. So we've seen these contracts install solar panels. We've seen these contracts install wind farms. We've seen these contracts do combined heat and power plants. So combined heat and power plant uses natural gas to generate electricity as well as heat for a site. So we've seen a broad range of applications for these contracts across the federal government.
What are some of the examples for you that are the most interesting renewable power sources?
One of the projects that was especially compelling was right here in the general D.C. area up in Silver Spring, the new Carrollton Federal Building. In that building, they were able to gain efficiencies of 60% reductions there and a 56% water reduction. So they had a significant renovation there where they included efficiency targets, building envelope. They put in a ground source heat pump. So they were really successful in that particular building. Other places where I think we see some really interesting things happen is when we see entire plants change, where you see a new chiller plant installed, for example.
Mm-hmm.
The building I sit in, the four-stall building in Washington, D.C., had that happen not too long ago, where we put in a new chiller plant paid for by an energy savings performance contract. I've gotten to see where we had projects done just recently out at the military bases, where we've seen some very innovative type things done, where they have a lot of land and they can put in larger renewable installations, but also they have a lot of buildings to try to coordinate, and the Energy Savings Performance Contract comes in and improves the overall operation of those buildings as well.
What are some of the biggest challenges? Does it take some convincing to say, hey, if you just stick with this, you know, you will see a return on investment for this, when it comes to government reducing its energy consumption?
Well, some of our biggest challenges with this type of procurement, an Energy Savings Performance Contract tends to be one of the more complex types of things that a contracting officer will procure. It's not like going out and buying pencils or paper. It's a very, very unique process that actually has specific language and statute that describes how we go about using the indefinite delivery, indefinite quantity contract, the IDIQ, and it describes how we do the procurement, how we select contractors. And so it's a unique process. And because a contracting officer, remember, most of the buildings are not in Washington, D.C., they're all over the country. Mm-hmm. A contracting officer may be located at a specific facility, and they may have really only one or two opportunities to do one of these types of contracts over the career of that contracting officer. So most contracting officers may have done only one or two of these, if they've done any at all. And so they're new, they're different, they're more complex than a standard procurement. And then when we do projects, remember that in a federal government building, there's a lot of stakeholders. There's the contracting officer. There's likely someone who's in charge of the mission of that building's employees. So it's not just the building's operation itself, but they have a mission to fulfill. And then you actually have the people who run the building and maintain the building. A lot of different players are involved in deciding what's the best approach to renovate the building, what's the best approach to how the finances will work and how much savings we think are real and how much savings that we think can be used for this contract, and then what renovations do we think are the most appropriate. And what's the expected life of this building? If these are 17-year contracts, how long will the building be in use by the federal government to be able to make sure that the private contractor is repaid in full for their investment? All those decisions result in effectively a consensus type of decision to go forward with these contracts. And anytime you have a committee type approach, you know that one person with a dissenting voice can slow down the process because they have a concern and want to make sure it's done correctly. And so the real work of these is to make sure you get all the proper opinions corralled together and you understand what all the ramifications are so that you can finally say, let's go. So whenever we see one of these contracts awarded, and we've had hundreds of these awarded, the team that put that together are truly champions and have truly gone through a tumultuous process to achieve success in awarding one of these contracts. And really, it's an incredible process to watch one of these finally happen and to go forth and make the improvements happen, and such that the building is a better place to work in and it has a better operating cost profile than what it did before.
That's Timothy Unruh, Deputy Assistant Secretary of Renewable Power within DOD's Energy Efficiency Office, speaking with Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers. Be sure to check out her story at federalnewsradio.com.